Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 17, 1804, day 91 of the expedition. Camped opposite the Omaha village. Today, Captain Clark writes in the journal all the distances of the different notable places from the mouth of the Dubois River. All of the distances are by water and would be much shorter if taken over land. The camp at the Omaha village was 864 miles from Camp Dubois. Captain Clark writes the regular entry thus.
A fine morning, the wind from the southeast. I collected a grass much resembling rye and barley, a kind of timothy, the seed of which branches from the main stalk, and is more like flax seed than of timothy. At 6 o'clock this evening, Labiche, one of the party sent to the Otoes, joined, and informed that the party was behind with one of the deserters, M.B. Reed, and three principal chiefs of the nations. Labarthe they caught, but he deceived them and got away. The object of those chiefs coming forward is to make peace with the Omahas through us. As the Omahas are not at home, this great object cannot be accomplished at this time. Set the prairies on fire to bring the Omahas, Missouris, and Sioux, if any were near, this being the usual signal. Captain William Clark, August 17, 1804.
Captain Clark had some trouble identifying the grasses today. He was writing about two different grasses. The one resembling a kind of flax was most likely Canada wild rye. Setting the prairie on fire was a customary signal used by traders to apprise the Indians of their arrival. It was also used by the Indians to signify agreement on some matter previously discussed, the signal being prearranged. The fires were a sort of Indian telegraph. Our literature and old movies call them smoke signals. Tomorrow, Private Moses B. Reed, guilty.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Clark, read by Sean Batisse. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.